So hi guys, I know it's been a while. Yeah, I know it's been a while and I'm really sorry about that. It's just I've been busy with like a lot of things and you know how it goes. So yeah, I'm back. So welcome to my podcast, The Collabo with Sandra Sydney, and I'm your host, Sandra. So I want to talk about a lot of things. A lot of things have been, I've like been bottling up a lot of things in me, and I really want to say, I really want to just put it out there. I just want to let out, because me just keeping it in me, I'm not just feeling anymore. Like, it's so annoying. Please forgive the background noise and yeah, the shouts and the screams. I have neighbors, so yeah. The thing is, this country just keeps failing us. It keeps failing we, the youths, the young people. It keeps failing us every single day. Just imagine the girl that just went out to look for a job, to look for a better life for her and her family. She just graduated from the university and she just lost her life just like that because of the incompetence of the leaders we have in this country. If that there was like a working, because yes, there's definitely a platform where they can post all those jobs, like vacancies and all, but is it working? Is it actually working? You only see job vacancies when it comes to when there's space or they want to recruit soldiers. That's the only time Nigerian government will come out and tell you that they're looking for soldiers, they're looking for recruiters. But when it comes to job vacancies in the CBN and NNPC, in all those big parastatals, you don't see that advert. Why? Because they're saving those vacancies for people they know, and not just people they know, they sell those vacancies out. This girl just left her house to go meet someone who asked her to bring her CV for a job interview. She was raped and she was killed. And this is not the first time this type of thing is happening. That guy is a serial rapist and also a serial killer. It's like a family business. If not because of the friend that came out right now to talk about her friend missing, we won't have known anything. The guy would have continued his business. And the most annoying part was that the guy went to his local government chairman, told him what's happened, and the local government chairman allowed him to go scot-free. He didn't bother calling the police. The police, when they were alerted about the girl missing, they said they had to wait for 48 good hours. 48 good hours before they could step in. Now, let me make this more clear. The people who actually found out where this girl was and after everything concerning this case were civilians on Twitter, on Facebook. They were the ones searching for this guy because this friend of hers supplied the address the girl went to, and people started coming out with different informations concerning that particular house. So just imagine if this friend didn't have that information. Just imagine if this friend didn't know her friend was going out to look for a job. Just imagine if this girl, before she was killed, didn't call her friend and the friend heard her scream. That's how it would just be a missing person case, and the girl would have just died like that. It's really heartbreaking to find out that her friend is dead. It's really heartbreaking. But I hope she finds solace to know that she has, how do I put it? What's this word? She has exposed this guy, and people won't die as a result of this guy anymore. Like, this is his last victim, him and his family. And to think that it's a family business, the father is in on it, the sister is in on it. What a cruel world. Like, why so wicked? Because of money? They sell these people, they sell those girls' parts for money rituals to politicians, because they're like saying the guy is in cohorts with a politician which they owe everything to because the man helped them. So because someone helped you, you're trying to, don't dare try, you're killing people just to. Guys, I'm so vexed, I'm so annoyed. That's why I can't even find the right words to explain or express how I feel. This girl can be anybody. She can be any. She can't be even me, because there was even a time I was trying to go out for a job because of how things are hard. And Spreaker isn't actually monetizing like my country yet. So, and I have few followers. I'm doing a lot of things right now to put myself together. And this girl was doing the same thing, and she just died like that for nothing. But I won't say for nothing, because now it has ended and it has exposed this whole thing now, and people are not aware. Now the awareness for going out is, you know, it's actually increasing. Before you step out of your house, please tell someone. You're going somewhere that you don't know. You take someone. If you can't take someone, please, you tell someone that this is where I'm going to. Just, okay, this is the number of the person I'm with. This is the address I'm going to. Just for someone to know that you are out of the house. Apart from the killings and the raping, the police are out there doing theirs. Just imagine how they carried a guy. Because they asked him, how were you able to get this car? He told them. The next thing, they bundled him, started beating him. I took the 5K that was on him, asked him for 500K ransom. If not because the friend knew that, okay, this my guy was going out, though, I'm meant to know, as in, let me check on him, like, if he has reached. And she called. That's when she knew he was in trouble. Then the father had to call someone that he knows. Just imagine if the father didn't have any connection. That's why I say this country is so corrupt to its roots. That, see, I'm going to advise any Nigerian, if you have the opportunity to flee, I'm not saying run out of this country, flee. You know, there's a difference between like running away and fleeing away. If you have an opportunity to flee away from Scotland, my brother, my sister, my friend, flee. Flee. I know some people will be like, you're going out there to go and be an alien in another person's country. It's better for you to be an alien in another person's country and be alive and well than to be in your country and die for nothing. Because these days people die for nothing. They die like chickens. Why would I want to stay in a country that is already rigged to make my life miserable? It's only those in power and those that know people, that know people, that actually get things done in this country. Once you don't have a connection, you're on your own. So why would I want to be in a country that's like this? Even in my school right now, I am being frustrated with my results because of how nonchalant lecturers are about uploading results and taking care of scripts. You as a student, you have suffered to read. You burnt your midnight candle. You stayed awake. You drank a lot of Panadol extras, and you know, to keep yourself awake and to numb the pain, the headaches and everything. And after the exams, to go see your results, you're seeing zero there. For you to go complain to the lecturer in charge of that particular course, you're hearing missing scripts. Missing scripts on what account? You left the exam hall with my script, you even bundled it, you made sure it doesn't fall off, and now you're telling me that there's a missing script because of your nonchalant attitude towards things like this. Most times I'm not even sympathizing with them that the government is even owing them. Though not all lecturers are that useless, but most of them are. Like I said, the whole system is rigged to just make your life miserable. The whole system is just, it's just made to make the less privileged life so miserable and frustrating. And then the older generations that are in support of this government are angry at young people when they are happy when they leave this country. Why would you be an enemy of progress? Your children are abroad, you are abroad, and when people leave and are happy that they're leaving, you are against them. How? I don't understand how I should pin that, like, connect that dots. I don't get why being an enemy of progress because you support a certain government, because you are gaining from that government, then everybody should stay back and suffer. Come on. Come on. Anyway, I'm just gonna end here. I'm just gonna stop here, but I just wanna let you guys know, as a Nigerian, if you have the opportunity to jackpot, if you have the opportunity to leave, my dear, leave. And wherever you are as a Nigerian, please make sure you do everything possible to fend for yourself there, to make money there. I'm not saying you do illegal jobs like selling of drugs or prostituting, or you know what I mean. Do legal things and make a life better for yourself, and also try to carry your whole family along if possible. Do it. That's all I can say for now. I'm so angry, I'm so vexed. Hey guys, have a nice day.